the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. I know you just say that every time you come in here, I got major energy. But you know what? It's God. It's not about me, never about me, okay? What I want you to do is take a deep breath with it. I know if you're driving, don't close your eyes with it, okay? But we want to let you know that you are amazing. You know, I always say that. You have something inside that somebody needs right now. You know, the issue, and I had this issue in my own life. You know, I've said this before. But your purpose is something that's easily achievable by you. So for somebody else, it's difficult. Somebody else, you know, you will not see me do a website. You know, I'm going to make sure my mom do the pound cake, okay? But certain things that you do that's easily achievable by you. Somebody needs that product and services right now. Someone may need to hear that track right now. Somebody needs to hear that right now so they can go to their next level. You will be an instrument in that. So that's why I said, you know what? It does take the whole village. Yes, we are our brothers and sisters' people. And I just want to let you know that we thank you for everything. We thank you for downloading us over on iTunes, checking us out on YouTube, on our website. Y'all hang out on our website. The analytics, I'm loving it. It's ReneeSunday.com and also supporting on social media as well. We just love you. We have international people coming through here. Okay, so we're just so excited. We have none other than Calandra Gant here with us. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She gonna blow us out. You know that. She has been anointed. Guess what? She was at the age of 3. Y'all hear that? Oh, my God. She actually, oh, my God. She gonna make you just, you know, faint and say, Lord, truly God has really blessed us. You know, she does it through music and art. She actually is not only, guess what, a singer, a songwriter. You know, she's in the community. She's a businesswoman, international, multiple awards, okay? Y'all heard that, multiple award winning gospel artist. And, of course, she's an author as well. It's just amazing things that she do. You know what, her heart is so genuine. She loves you. She'll give you, you know, we have to keep a balance because she'll give you everything that she has. But you know what? She knows this, that when she gives, she always receives. And you know how God do it. He always do it on a multiplication, not subtraction. Not even an add. And we want to welcome the international world changer herself, Calandra Gant. Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. Are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Dr. Renee? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here with you guys today. So glad.
Well, Calandra, just go and tell us. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things going on in your life.
Well, I tell you, we were just having a conversation. I am so blessed in the midst of a pandemic. I can't even complain. But as you said, it started at an early age, directing at the age of 9, playing instruments at that age, and went on to study music. And God called me to sing professionally. And we have been able to travel from Germany to Bahamas to Canada and all these different places. But the best thing about it is that I love giving back and sowing into other artists and other entrepreneurs and other people. And I really have a heart for God. But we've been able to release this new book in the midst of a pandemic. God is so good. Released a new single in the midst of a pandemic. And I tell people all the time, the people of God have really been blessed. In spite of what's going on in the world, the true people of God have been blessed. So I'm just excited to be here and you giving me this opportunity. And I just want to share the good news with the nation through music and through the book.
That's what to do right there. Go back to it because I want people to hear this amazing testimony a little more deeply, if it's okay. She said
okay.
She knew she was anointed when she was 3. Tell us about that because you know what? A lot of people, when we young, you know, and I know kids, you know, I know y'all on the computer, millennials, and then the cell phone, but you still kind of joke around. That's what you think you're doing by singing. It may be whatever type of genre of music. Just tell us about that experience because some people think what we played around doing as a child doesn't be what God actually wants us, you know, block of that gift.
Yeah, but you are so true, though, because I didn't realize it at a young age being brought up under my grandmother them. They took me to church with them and traveled everywhere. I used to be downstairs preaching, down there opening the door of the church and doing all of this and doing all of that, not realizing as I got older I was going to be a minister and preaching as well and singing. And, you know, used to stand on top of the tables at church with a microphone and a little hat on and sing, and in the choir stand learning about harmonization at an early age. So it is so true that whatever you start them off with early, it stays in their mind, and it is something that sets them up for the future. So you got to be careful. So that's the testimony. I've been singing since I was a baby, and God just called me to do it, you know. And I'm the only singer in my family. Nobody else can sing except my 88-year-old grandfather, who's played the piano for over 70 years.
God, don't. You heard what she said, y'all. I ain't laughing, but you see how God do. He comes through so many generations, and we know that from the word. Oh, my God. You know what? It made me laugh as well, because we used to play singing in the choir and shouting and all that kind of stuff, and we we don't realize what we were really doing and what plan we were really truly doing, what God was going to actually do later in our lives.
Right. So true. That's so true.
Oh, I'm just about to go fall out. But tell us about this, because a lot of people, you know, especially, you know, Atlanta now has become the other Hollywood, if you will, about arts and music. Tell us a little bit about, you know, because people say, my singing is just regular singing. It's not going to impact anybody. Tell us about that, because I think sometimes we hold ourselves back because we think that we, you know, it's too much with, you know, performing in front of people, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Well, you know, I am unique. You know, I thank God that my sound is unique. I am unique because there's only one Calandra, and I can say that because the blessing is that, you know, everybody can sing, but you got to have the anointing. And I know that God has anointed me to do that. You know, I get nervous every time I get on stage, but I'm grateful for that because it's the Holy Spirit that helps me get across what I want to do. But I believe in working on my craft, studying music. I studied music education at Morris Brown College for a couple of years and went on to Milner School of Music to continue to learn piano and voice. So I believe, you know, when God entrusts us with a gift, we got to do our part in cultivating that gift. And but, you know, the singing, you just have to know who you are in Christ whenever you're doing ministry work, because it's so many singers, it's so many artists, it's so many of this, but you just got to be comfortable in who you are and walk in that greatness and walk in that with authority and power. And that's it. That's it.
Girl, you better say it.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what anything, you got to know who you are, because the devil is going to try to come left, right, sideways, and all kind of ways. But you have to know truly who you are in regards to what you're doing in this world. Yeah, because this world can be kind of, as my grandma used to say back in the day, it can be tricky. It can love you in 1 second and hate you in the next second.
Yup. If you're not doing what they want you to do, they will turn on you. But you just got to know who you are in God, and walk that, and be authentic, and be transparent, and just let people know, you know, I'm a child of God. I've been called to do this thing. I'm gonna stand boldly and sing and go where He tell me to go, and do it how He tell me to do it. Because every time I do that, God, when I tell you God is faithful, and He has shown Himself to be faithful, I love the Lord. He is so true. He is so good.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You don't just make me fall out. But tell us about this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, besides all this, she slipped it in there at the end that she's an author. So tell us about that part of you.
Yes. That part of me started about 4 or 5 years ago, but I did not finish. You know, we get distracted by a lot of things and going in and out, and in the midst of, you know, of being locked down, you know, I was like, okay, God, the fire got back into me, and I had started it, writing it in my journal daily, And every day I would give motivational sayings on my Facebook page, on my social media page, and I was getting so much good feedback from them. They was like, you need to put this on the calendar. You need to do this. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to go back and pull the journal out, and I'm just going to write it and give a little bit of nuggets. And I said, okay, God, we're finished. I just wanted to do a 30-day motivational book, and I already got 30 more days ready for the second book. But the first book, and I met with a friend of mine who has a publishing company, you know, and when I tell you, God, that thing worked like bam, bam, bam. It was just like everything just fell into place. And next thing you know, I was an author. And I tell the Lord, thank you. And, you know, and God is good. And so that's why I say he birthed that book out while I was sitting still. So I believe if people don't use this opportunity to birth those things that God has been told you to do, you've missed the point of being on lockdown to get you closer to reaching your destiny and your purpose.
That's right. But let's talk on this, because I think a lot of people don't realize. Let me see, how can I say this? You know, when you're doing a task or what God has put in your spirit, and sometimes it's not as easy as you mentioned. Sometimes you actually have obstacles that come up. You may actually even doubt yourself, or you even say, okay, God, was that really you? Tell us about that. Because a lot of times, you know, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I told you this before. At one time when we were younger, people used to always say, if you're having stumbling blocks, you need to see if that really was from God. But no, a lot of times when you're doing the right thing, it's for sure from God when you got a lot of warfare. Think on that, Kalina.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, because you have people that will tell you, you know, and this your own people. Your stumbling blocks will be your Not people from the outside, but you have some of us because you think you don't have the finance. No, this, but you have to get over that doubt. Doubt will cause you to stop dead in your tracks and miss out on your destiny. So when you have obstacles, you just got to stay before God and say, God, you know, I know you told me to do this. I know, you know, I know these obstacles come to try my patience and see if I'm really going to trust you. And I think that's when you have to put in the gear that faith that you have in God to say, I know you told me to do this, God. And it doesn't matter what it takes, what I got to jump over, what I got to pray through, I'm going to accomplish what you set out to do it through me. And I've had obstacles. You know, I had people that didn't think it was going to happen, and how you going to do this and you're not working because you done lost all your students due to the COVID. But when I tell you God supplied, he supplied the people, he supplied the finances, and that's how I knew it was of God, because in spite of the obstacles, I still made it to get it published with no incident.
That's it. Oh, my Lord Jesus. So tell us a little bit, now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I feel, but, you know, go purchase the book. So tell us a little bit more about your amazing book. Now, you know, okay, you got to purchase, okay?
Okay, well, it is called The Inspirational Series, a 30-day motivational book. And the purpose of that book is every day, I read a lot of devotional books and a lot of dedication books and daily devotion. And I just wanted to have for a month, every day you have the inspirational vitamin, and then you have a nugget that you can take with you that talks about things we deal with daily. About trusting people, about walking in your purpose, about letting go of heavy weight. So all of these personal things that I was dealing with, God always gave me a word when I came out of meditation. And so when I came out of meditation, I would just jot it down in my journal each day. And those days, I began to add vitamin nuggets, you know, different things that you could take with you and just keep in your mind. So the purpose of this book is to inspire people every day to just think about the things we deal with, from people not liking us, from people, you know, wanting to see us fall to the wayside, and or just trusting God or walking in your purpose and your plan and know you were made for a reason, and people come in your life for a season. So this is a motivational book to inspire. It doesn't matter what your faith is. Because, it, you know, we talk about God in the book. We also just talk about encouragement. So whatever you believe in, this still can inspire you and hopefully inspire you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's what it is. Because we got to, you know, the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen, we got to renew our mind. What, daily?
Daily.
And with all this pandemic, the pandemic and all that, you really... And let me say this real quick, because I think somebody needs to hear this. Even with all this going on, and you guys know, being in the medical field, we never thought about being on the front line, okay? You know, and even being in ministry, we never really thought we'd be on the front line. Mm-hmm. People, droves of people calling us for counsel after doing their services, you know, celebration service, et cetera. I have continued throughout this because, you know, it's a big adjustment because now, you know, I'll be honest, I used to wear my scrub to the grocery store. But, you know, don't do that now. And so one thing I can say that I could, and I'm not boasting, I'm just telling you the honest truth, that I have had an inner peace. I've had an inner peace. Now, it's an adjustment having the mask on, mask off, you know, it's been an adjustment. But that inner peace that comes truly from our Heavenly Father, okay? I have to just say it because I know somebody want to hear. Because yes, people are leaving this world that will shock. Yeah, it's okay to cry. It's okay to say, "Ooh, what's up with this?" But what we need to come back, as the old people said, come back to the cornerstone. And Kalinda, do this for me because I know someone needs it because you have that sweet voice, Lord Jesus. In your own way. Kind of talk to us a little bit about, because somebody right now feeling weary. Somebody right now saying, "Oh, Miss Calandra did her book. I don't think I could ever do a book. She's seen. She in the community. And she did it. You know, I don't have a dog. I don't see where a dog coming from. I'm just scared to go out there. You know, we just don't be real. Some people may be scared to even go out their side. They don't. Okay, so speak to the people, and then I want you to just, you know, take a deep breath after that.
Oh, Lord. I want to tell you, if I had to encourage you, to let you know that faith is the key. I will not lie to you and tell you it's going to be easy, that you will not doubt, that you won't come across obstacles. But I want to tell you, I can honestly say I have not been worried in the midst of this pandemic. Let me take that back. For the first 2 weeks when they started to shut things down, and I go into the schools and teach music. That's what I did to the kids. So when I couldn't go back into the school and teach, you know, I'm sitting there, okay, Lord, what is going to happen now? But in the midst of that, I never stopped. You know, the service that I attend, we didn't stop. We put our mask on, but I never doubted that God was going to take care of his people. So those of you that know the Lord, I want you to be encouraged and know you got to step out on faith. You will never know what you can do if you don't step out and do it. And I promise you, if God called you to do it, it's going to be successful because he will make provision before you even go where you need to go. So today, stop allowing the people in your life to stop you from your blessing. Stop allowing fear, because fear will cripple you and cause you to miss out on reaching your destiny. So today, I want you to just step out on faith. Just take a small step. I ain't talking about going out and sell your house and all that. If God didn't tell you to do that, don't do that. But take a small step and just put that pen to paper and start writing the book. Start writing the song. Start writing the vision and make it plain. That's what Habakkuk tells us to do. Write the vision and make it plain. That's all you got to do. And he will feed off it, because faith is what moves the hand of God, not your pity party, not your tears, but it's your faith that will move the hand of God on your behalf. So I want you to be encouraged and know that you can do it. If I can do it, I didn't have a whole bunch of finances. I began to lose my job. I lost my job. I lost. But in the midst of that, God still provided. And if he did it for me, he will do it for you.
There you go, right there. Amen. Ooh, Lord, I'm shouting on that myself. Because we need to do that. We need to do that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I think Pastor Clef O'Donnell said it, and I think Bishop Jace has said it before. We're not saying the issue is not there, because sometimes we get way out there and we say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the pandemic is out there. So we need to wear the mask. Don't argue with the people. Just go wear the mask, okay? You see what I'm saying? And take the measures that we need to do, and let's just do it. You see what I'm saying? But in the midst of the thing, you know, Psalm 91 going to tell us our secret place. And we got to make sure we're in that secret place so we can actually hear what God is really saying. We need to really hear. And what preacher said, I can't think of his name. I think his name was Bishop Rogers, Tim Rogers out of Arkansas. He said, we need to make sure we're not just hearing, we need to be listening. So then that's two different things, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you. This young lady, she just blessed my socks off every time I feel, every time I hear, every time I go on her social media post. So please tell us, Calandra, how we can actually, you know, hear your music, how we actually, we may have someone that's listening that, you know, shoot, may want you to teach their children music. I mean, you never know what God has done this. And, of course, get your amazing publication so we can actually renew our mind through your inspiration saying on a daily basis.
Yes, you can go to my website. It is www.calandra, C-A-L-A-N-D-R-A, Gantt.com. And you can reach me on all social media through my website. My book is on that site. My new single is on that site. All of my music and the single is available on Amazon, iTunes, and the book is available on Amazon. Please go out and get the book and write a review on the book. And we're trying to be Amazon bestseller. We're trying to just take it to the nation. So just go to CalandraGantt.com. You can reach out to book me as well to come in and teach a class, do a workshop, a conference, whatever it is, virtual. You know, everything is virtual now, but whatever we need, you can book us to come and do it. And I'm just so grateful for this opportunity that was given, but that's CalandraGantt.com.
Oh, Lord, Calandra, first of all, we want to thank you for being in your purpose. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And then again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much. And God blessings on you. And I hope he just keeps taking you higher and higher in him. And everything that you touch is blessed, coming in and going out.
Y'all know it don't take much now. Look, we ain't got to have no music, okay? Because I want to let you know that God loves you. He said that he'll never leave you or forsake you.
Come on.
I know sometimes we think things we've done in the past, some things we did last week, what we may be doing right now. But God want to let you know that he loves you. He loves us, y'all. I'm telling you. God bless you. But ladies and gentlemen, please contact this amazing woman of God. And if you forget how to contact us, you know how to contact us, and we'll refer you to her. We want to let you know that don't give up. Don't give up. God is still on the throne. You may be looking at this, that, and that, but God is still on the throne. And we want to let you if you want to be a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast, you know how to contact us. DM us, or you can go to our website, reneesunday.com. If you need any assistance from my nonprofit, it's at the thesundayfoundation.org. You know, any insecurity, food, clothing, and shelter, those type of things. Oh, my God. God bless you guys. And, you know, if you want to be in any of the magazines that we have, same information, DM us or go to our website, reneesunday.com. We want to let you know that you do have a calling. You do have a reason you're born. We have to do three things. I'm not forcing at you, but please, we have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. And you know the rest. We have to don't stop, but get it. And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder. I love you truly, but guess what? God loves you best. And thank you so much for joining us on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. See you next time. Bye-bye.